Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's now 6:10. This is the Faith Radio Network. And I'm Austin Hill here weekday morning, 6 till 8, as you get your day started, as we seek to connect faith to life. Late Friday, we had some revised reports about the U.S. economy from our U.S. federal government. Turns out that, according to government agencies, the gross domestic product, that is our nation's economic output, the GDP, grew much faster, actually, last month than was anticipated, and it's shaping up to be supposedly a pretty good third quarter. Clearly, and I've noted this for actually several years on my weekend syndicated program, Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. There's evidence that the economy is doing great. There's evidence that the economy is sluggish. It's not really going up or down in any dramatic fashion. It's kind of jogging to the left and jogging to the right. It's all over the road. And so is this more all over the road, or is this a sign of something positive ahead? Joining us to talk about it, David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com. He manages and advises people on investments and preparing for family futures with both conventional and unconventional advice. David Smith, welcome back to the program. Thanks very much for joining us.
Great to be here, Austin. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. I guess I was a little caught off guard. I'm one who tries to follow this pretty carefully. I was a little caught off guard by how dramatically the GDP figure was actually revised upwards at the end of last week. And a lot of people are saying, wow, look at this. The economy is just rolling on and everything's great. Your thoughts on the matter?
Well, you know, we certainly do make a big deal about GDP, and I have kind of two problems with it. One, virtually 30 days after every GDP announcement, there are revisions, and sometimes they're substantial. And, you know, so the accuracy, you have to, you know, wonder a little bit about the accuracy of the report overall. And the reporting sometimes is not to the level that we would hope it to be. I saw one of the major news wires have a story on it last Friday as well, and, mm-hmm. and they took the positive news that they could, and they annualized that number and making it bigger, and they took the negative news from the previous quarter and put it in quarterly terms, so the proportion. They took it out of proportion and made it seem like a much bigger deal.
It was spin, in other words.
Yeah. It was, and you know, you want people to have clean numbers and not be misled.
Yeah.
There's actually one other interesting side story on the GDP stuff, if you have a second, and that's Kuznets, the guy who actually made the report in 1934. Gave it to Congress. One of his things he said is, you know, by the way, guys, this is not a measure of economic well-being. Don't use it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's exactly how we use it. 30 years later, he came back and said, you know, there's a difference between the quantity of growth and the quality. All this does is look at the size, the quantity of growth.
Right.
And his warnings were simply that if something's fueled by debt, then it will grow, but it doesn't necessarily have quality underneath.
Yeah, sure. No, that's and you know who else is interestingly as a sidebar, who else was saying much the same thing? I saw several news reports about this. Former President Bill Clinton, who I believe understands economics far better than our current president does, although I'm not a huge fan of some of the things that did and did not happen with the Clinton presidency. But Bill Clinton, nonetheless, was speaking at a global event. He said, "We have got to get quite serious about our government debt in our country. And he was also lamenting the fact that the United States federal government taxes corporations at the highest rate of any country in the world. And he said, we can't expect to be competitive in a global economy being so abusive with our tax structure, which good for him. I was pleased to hear him say that, but that's a little off topic. David Smith, actually, from Smith Investment Management, on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. What do you suggest the person do who hopefully can say, I'm blessed to have employment, our household is doing okay, we're gainfully employed, we've got an income, I want to plan for the future. I'm really trying to do, I would say, the biblical thing and plan for the future, not just leave my older years, my elder years to the government or to somebody else, but I'm trying to do diligence and be personally responsible. Do I buy gold? Do I buy stocks? What do I do here? Where do you start that conversation, David Smith?
Well, I think great question. Great question, especially today. I'd have a couple conventional thoughts there and a couple non-conventional thoughts.
I'll tell you what. I'm coming up on a break here. Stand by, and we'll continue in just a moment here. I want your conventional. See, you're so good with juxtaposing the conventional and unconventional. I feel right at home when I'm talking with you. I like this. Stand by. David Smith, some real true biblical wisdom here on planning for our futures. David Smith, an investment manager who also has a ministry teaching finance and economics to kids in churches. We'll get to some more examples of things we could be teaching our kids right out of Scripture that pertain to current economic conditions and the world around us. We'll continue with David Smith in just a moment. 616, this is the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. We continue with David Smith in a moment.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the morning.
It's 6:18. What is a wise person to do with such uncertainty and at times conflicting reports about the state of our economy and the fiscal health of our country? Sometimes it looks really good. Sometimes it looks rather bleak. David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com on our guest line. David Smith, you were going to tell us a couple of suggestions, one conventional and one very unconventional. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. The first one I'll piggyback is a conventional way or a conventional approach that piggybacks on actually some of the things we've talked about in the past, and that's simply contemplate ways to shrink your recurring expenses and underspend your income. And so let's say a household, a young married couple with some kids, has some debt, and they also have some savings. And, you know, so you need to look at the cost of that debt. And if you can take some of that savings and kill that debt and reduce your recurring expenses, that's certainly something to contemplate and pray about. Same thing for the business owner who has maybe a business that's cranking out meaningful profits and they've got, some debt. They should do the same exercise. And that's kind of a... That's not rocket science. An unconventional.
But you know what? It's counterintuitive, though. I mean, even just from our network news supplier, there was a soundbite, a news actuality from somebody saying, well, you know, consumer spending seems to be going great and consumer confidence and borrowing is up and whatever. I mean, in other words, people spending more and going further into debt is the driver of the economy, at least based on that analysis. So when you come along and say, hey, cut your expenses and underspend your income, that used to be just kind of common sense wisdom, maybe, David Smith, with our parents' generation, but it really is pretty countercultural today, I would say. What are your thoughts?
Well, unfortunately, we have a government that's leading the way on overspending and overborrowing. And, you know, we look at it and we hear people like myself concerned about it. And then next year we have more debt, and next year we have more debt, and the wheels haven't fallen off. And people say, hey, well, maybe that is the way to go.
Right, right. That said, you had another tip for us.
Sure. I really do think, and this, I'm saying some stuff here that are general statements. It's not specific advice to any one person because everybody's situation is different. But you really do, I think, want to have broad diversification at the moment, and you know, consider prayerfully having maybe a quarter of your assets in gold, 25% in cash and bonds, 25% in quality stocks, 25% in real estate, and then rebalancing those assets every 6 months or year. We kind of are going in a swinging pendulum back and forth between inflation and deflation right now, and rebalancing is about the best defense we have while using broad diversification.
Very interesting. The interest rates remain very low, and inflation seems quite low as well, which is not the way things usually work. You're telling us that at some points and in some parts of the economy, we clearly do have inflation, but at other times and in other sectors of the economy, we don't. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the Fed is doing everything it can to both create the perception of low inflation and pulling the levers to do so. They're active in the futures market. They're active in the derivatives market. And they can suppress what they desire to suppress and bolster what they desire to inflate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that will continue as long as it continues. At some point, we're likely to have a pretty sharp adjustment. And we're ignorant of the future. We're not stupid. And diversification is really the best hedge we have against our ignorance. So
good. That's a good suggestion. David Smith, smithinvestmentmanagement.com, on our guest line. Point to us, if you would, please, to a scriptural truth that we can illuminate, not only for our own edification, I guess, as adults, but even to kids and grandkids, to say, you know, son, daughter, grandchild, here's a scriptural truth that is being brought to bear right before our eyes as we make choices for our household, or even a scriptural truth that says this is not the way to go, the way our predominant culture is going. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. And in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And last fall, I was teaching about 20 teenagers at our church finance. And we'd start with a verse like that and then kind of give a visual example. And one day I put a kernel of corn on the table in between the kids there and ask them, "What is that?" And they were quick to say, "It's corn." And I said, "If you plant that, what kind of a plant will you get?" And they looked at me like, "Don't be foolish. It'd be a corn plant."
Right.
And then I said, "Well, and what kind of yield? What will your crop be?" And these are sharp kids. They said, "Well, you'll get an ear of corn."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, you're quite right. And how many kernels of corn will you get for that one kernel investment?" And they didn't have an answer. They're, you know, hundreds, thousands. The actual answer is about 700.
Okay.
So, we will. What I was trying to get at is two or three things there. One, you do reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're if you're planting corn, you'll get corn. And there's a season of time between when you plant and when you harvest. With corn, it's about 125 days.
Okay.
And the last one is you reap a bounty on what you sow. There's a multiplication of what you sow. And so what I like about examples like that is kids can see something that's real. And if we go back to our earlier point in our conversation, as a country, we are planting seeds of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we will harvest a yield of greater debt.
And that
creates problems. And that's not something to worry about. It is something to organize our financial life around. But you Austin, myself, we've been born for a time such as this.
We try to abide by the truth, live by God's truth, and to articulate it. David Smith, smithinvestmentmanagement.com, and some conventional and unconventional thoughts on navigating and digesting some of the latest economic news and what it means for our households, our families, and even the raising of our children. David Smith, as always, thanks so much. Great information. We appreciate you being with us this morning. It's now 6:26. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Glad you're with us. Just ahead, let's Let's get an idea of what's coming up today at 12 noon on the Connecting Faith program. Got a sneak preview on the way.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.